Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
AVV Nation, all of YouTube, what's going on? It's Patrick with VectorVest back with you for our final part of the series, the technical analysis series, where we're going to be talking about combining indicators together so that way you can have a sound plan for success. So if you're ready to see how all that works, make sure, as always, smash that like button, subscribe if you're not already subscribed to the channel. And with all that, let's jump right into it here today. All right, welcome back. So starting off this time inside the VectorVest 7 software, and right above me, you can see a list of all the different scans that VectorVest has available. And if you notice, a lot of them have multiple indicators combined with one another. When utilizing technical analysis, it's important to have confirmation. The reason why is because with just using one indicator, you can get a lot of false positives or a lot of false signals. So therefore, when you combine it with another indicator, that can help reduce those false signals and help you find a strategic plan and help you find a more sustainable entry whenever you jump into a position. Now, a good general rule of thumb is to stick with 2 to 3 indicators max. The reason why is if you have too many indicators on the graph, you can get a lot of different signals and that can cause analysis paralysis, and therefore stopping you from pulling the trigger on an amazing trade. So before we take a look at these different searches or actually build our own, let's cover the different indicators that we have and make sure you guys are familiar with the two main types of indicators available to you. So once again, we have two major types or two major categories of indicators. You have trend indicators, such as the ADX or directional movement indicator, MACD, momentum, or moving averages. Then you also have indicators that identify overbought, oversold territory, or extremes in price, such as the stochastic oscillator, envelopes, Bollinger Bands, DPO, or RSI. Now it's best to combine a trend indicator and a price extreme indicator together, so that way you can identify when the stock is oversold, so that way you know you're getting in towards the low, and then you use the trend indicator combined with that, so that way you know that trend is hit a low and now starting to reverse and move higher, giving yourself a higher probability of success. So with that, let's go ahead, get back into the VectorVest 7 software, and we'll build our own scan together. So first and foremost, let's put in some of the basic parameters. So we'll put in a stock price parameter. So we'll go to stocks, price volume, price split adjusted, operator greater than or equal to value. We'll do custom value. We'll say $5 is our minimum we'll take. Then we'll put in a volume criteria. So price volume, average volume, 50-day moving average of volume greater than or equal to custom value. Then we'll say 250,000. Then we'll make sure it's on the major exchange. So we'll go to stock once again, filter by exchange, equal to, and then we'll simply select the major exchanges. And we'll say okay. So now that we've got some of the basic parameters in here, now let's go ahead and put our technical parameters in. Once again, this does require the ProTrader add-on tool. So if you don't have it, click on the link down description of today's video, sign up for the 2-week free trial, or you can give our support a call. They'd be glad to help you out with that as well. So we'll go to stock, come down to price volume, and choose price split adjusted. Under the operator, we'll now choose the pro trader. And we'll go first and foremost with an overbought, oversold indicator. So we'll look at, let's say, stochastics. And then under the value, we simply put in our parameter that we're looking for. So stochastics 14 and 3, slow percent K crossed in the past 1 day above that level of 20. If you recall, stochastics below 20 shows an oversold territory and above 80 shows an overbought territory. So we're coming out of that oversold territory, crossing back above that level of 20. So we'll say okay. And then we'll add in one more here And we'll do a momentum indicator now at this point. So that way, not only is the stock coming out of that oversold territory, but we're also seeing a momentum shift and the price is starting to show some potential upside move coming in. So we'll go to stock price split adjusted, go to the Pro Trader, and this time we'll add, let's say, the MACD crossover here. And then when we choose the value, the MACD will just use the basic one here, 12, 26, and 9, crossed above the signal line in the past one day. So we'll say okay. And then we'll go ahead and run the scan. And no stocks show up as of today. So therefore, we have to adjust our plan. Also keep in mind, the market conditions aren't really that favorable for a bullish trade at the moment since we are in a confirmed down signal. So we may have to expand this out a little bit. So let's go ahead, instead of saying the past one day, we'll say in the past five, say okay. We'll change the other one, the MACD, also to the last 5 days. And now you can see we get all the stocks that meet this criteria automatically sorted by the best performer at the top and the worst performer at the bottom. So we'll go ahead and graph these. And up pops our first stock, CTRA. So if we look at it, we can see the MACD turned positive just a couple of days ago. Also, the stochastic oscillator came out of that oversold territory, crossed back above that level of 20 in the last 5 days as well. So therefore, a new uptrend is starting. Now, as always, I do want to preface this with, if you're ever looking at getting into one of these stocks, make sure that the VectorVest homepage tells us it's okay to be buying. Without the market timing gauge telling us it's okay to be buying, the probability of success with any trade is therefore reduced significantly. And as always with trading, it's all about putting the probabilities on your side and creating a favorable environment for that trade to thrive. So make sure, as always, check the color guard and check the homepage before ever buying a stock. So CTRA, we can see the crossover here, stochastic starting to move higher once again. Stock was rallying after that point, but now starting to pull back as of today. No surprise, the market overall is pulling back. Then we move to the next one, EQT, just the same. Stochastics came out of that oversold territory just a couple of days ago. MACD also turned positive as well. See, the stock's hovering right now, right after that gap up just last week. So look at that support floor, see if we can notice that momentum starting to pick back up to the upside. And as you can see, we can find all the candidates that we'd be interested in a matter of seconds. And this is really the power that the ProTrader tool and the Unisearch tool can provide for you. Instead of having to spend hours upon hours going through thousands of different charts, trying to find the ones that are meeting the criteria you're looking for, in a matter of minutes, you can build your own custom scan or select one of the pre-built ones and run it and have the stocks that are meeting that criteria come automatically back to you, rather than you having to go find them. So IBKR, another one, MACD just turned positive just a couple of days ago, stochastic starting to pick up. So therefore you were oversold at this point here and now starting to see a new uptrend starting to form, which is what MACD is confirming. Now, the beauty of using the VectorVest Unisearch tool is just as we showed the oversold indicators and looking for a stock to take advantage of to the upside, all we have to do is flip these indicators or flip these parameters around and we can look for stocks to take advantage of to the downside now. So if we go back and customize the value here for the stochastics, we can say it is crossed below and then we can say that level of 80. And then the MACD, we can go here and say crossed below the signal line in the past 5 days, say that here. Obviously, you'll want to make sure you change your sort to look for the worst performers, not the best performers. So we'll use ascending instead of descending as our sort here. And we'll go ahead and run the scan. And there we go. Up pop our candidates. Go ahead and take a look at the graph of these. We'll zoom in to a 3-month time frame. And looking at it, ERAS is a short trade. MACD's just starting to turn negative. Stochastic's starting to roll over. Could have some more downside potential ahead. NRVO, another one, seeing a great setup here. TWST, another one. And so on and so on. So as you can see, in a matter of seconds now, we have found some great looking candidates to take advantage of to the downside. Now, before I end today's video, I do want to make sure that I state very clearly, you know, I chose MACD and stochastics as an example here today, but every investor is different. Use what works for you. If you're not somebody who's comfortable with stochastics and MACD, and you're comfortable with, let's say, DPO and moving averages, then stick to that. Don't go outside of your comfort range. When you stick to the indicators you're most comfortable with or most familiar with, that'll help you remove your emotions out of your trading and focus on a more systematic approach. And that in itself will greatly improve your performance in the market consistently. So this was just the example, but as we showed the indicators earlier, pick any two that are your favorite and stick with what you're most comfortable with. So thank you all for tuning in. I hope you guys have enjoyed this series. It's been my pleasure bringing it to you guys. Let me know your thoughts down below on which pair of indicators is your personal favorite. So until next time, it's been my pleasure being with you guys. Be safe out there. Have a great rest of your trading day. And until the next video, toodles.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.